This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The tap is won by Whalen as Rick Toll puts it in the air, and Litchfield will get it first. Good officiating crew, Rick Toll, David Schwartz, and our buddy Danny Smith. Great to see Danny Smith back out there, of course, in a cancer event. Dan is a cancer survivor.
Yes, he is. He's a good official. His son's a good official. Hell of a nice guy.
His son might be the best young official around.
Yeah,
Jeremy,
he's a great
is top
official.
Notch.
And, you know, don't get me wrong, he's younger than me, but we need some guys even younger than him doing it.
We sure do. Lincoln would jarred that ball loose, but Litchfield able to maintain just underway as Litchfield's been playing defense here for about 40 seconds. Hard to play good defense for approaching a minute. Open three ball, Powell missing a little bit long.
Great box out.
And the rebound down to Lincoln Wood. That was Jenkins on the box. In the corner, Jenkins, quick trigger three, around and out, no good. And the rebound down to Litchfield and Tate DeBrennick.
Lincoln Wood man-to-man.
And that's kind of been the calling card of their program.
Absolutely. I was curious what we were going to see out of Litchfield. We only saw one pass and a shot there. I think it was his own defense, but we'll find out here in a possession or two.
Here's Victor McGill, left wing, cut off. Long cross-court pass tipped, finds its way home to Odell. Top of the key now to Hires. He'll reset things into the hands of McGill, left wing. Victor, little bounce pass, slipped on the screen and rolled at Hires, and he draws the foul.
Looks like Lincoln Wood got caught. Maybe they weren't sure if they were going to switch or if they were going to fight through, and got an open look there on the pick and roll.
You know, Darren, Nick Gurn obviously was hired late in the process as far as this season goes, but he has a young team with a lot of sophomore talent. Free throw good for Hires. From a coaching perspective, Darren, just talk about it. When you don't start a senior and those talented underclassmen like that, it's a different type of feel, isn't it?
It is, and you find yourself not trying to put too much in, trying to keep it simple. Maybe he's doing that same sort of thing here.
Here's Whalen holding down on the left wing as Litchfield's in a 2-3 zone piece here to start. Out front with Jenkins near the volleyball spike line, two-man game with Armentrout. It is passed back and forth across that volleyball spike line. Almost a 3-2 zone,
I was going to say, I hate to correct you, but it's either 1-2-2 or 3-2. 22 up top.
Will Jenkins puts it on the deck, cut off nicely, McGill, and then Hires over with the covers. That ball knocked loose to the floor, picked up by Hires, and a good strong retrieval there for Bryce Hires as the Purple Panthers up 1-0. 2 minutes gone by first quarter. Litchfield and Lincolnwood for the third time here in the T-Tote shootout versus Cancer. McGill for three. It was a deep one, left it a little bit short, and the rebound down to Jenkins. Long lead pass, too tall, and out of bounds. So as you look at Lincolnwood and the home whites, they've got a mixture of blue and black chin straps, and it looks like Litchfield, for the most part, rocking the black chin straps here today. 5:40 for the opening quarter. Odell thought about the deep three. Actually, Odell's got his mask up over his face. That's the first player I've seen with their mask over their face in about a year and a half.
It's not easy to play with them on. How could it be?
Anybody who says it is has never done it. On the attack, yes. Nice floater for Keenan Powell right there as the young sophomore aggressive to the 10. And it's a 3-0 Litchfield lead. Purple Panthers come out now in a 1-2-2 press. Powell on the point. Whalen across the timeline, all the way down the baseline, and his pass is knocked out of there by A.J. Odell. Good anticipation from Odell.
When you're the weak side guy in that 1-2-2 zone, you have got to bust your rear end back on D to get those deflections, and that's exactly what he did. That's a good hustle play by Odell.
Substitutions for Litchfield. Carson Sadahoff has checked in, and also Clayton Bishop into the contest. Clayton's a 5'11 junior, Sadahoff a 6'1 sophomore. Whalen out front, left side of the key, 3-0 Litchfield. We've played 3 minutes. Here's Whalen on the bounce. Frees up, pulls up from 18. Yes, for Braden Whalen. That puts Lincolnwood on the board. 4:45 for the opening quarter. Litchfield leading 3-2. Dribble handoff between McGill and Powell. Powell gets to the foul line, got his feet tangled up, and we're going to get a whistle and foul on Armentrout. That's a tough whistle if you're Gabe.
I thought it was possible we were going to get a traveling call.
I think Rick Toll determined that the trip caused the travel.
I think he's probably right. Pretty good.
Which came first there, the chicken or the egg?
I'm going to go with, in this case, I'm going with Rick Toll.
Never go against Rick Toll. If you want to be right anyway.
Absolutely.
4:40 for the opening quarter. Victor McGill handling out on the left wing. He will leave it off for Clayton Bishop. Bishop being checked out there by Schmedeke in the Lancer man-to-man. Out front it goes to DeBrennick. Litchfield has to reset here. Dump it on the right block to Sadahoff. Turns, lost the handle. Picked up by Dobrynek. Leaves it for McGill. Victor will rise. Left it short off the baseline. And the rebound to Whalen. He wants to run. Fast break up and down for the Easy Deuce.
Great finish. Left hand. He's got had a couple of impressive baskets.
He's got all four Lincoln Wood points. Of course, I think he started as a freshman, or at least played heavy minutes as a freshman. And I've lost track of what age kids are with all this COVID stuff, like who's sophomores and juniors. Attacking Dobrynek, no, rattled out. Gets his rebound back, blocked by Whalen, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Litchfield. It'll belong to Lincoln Wood with 3:50 for the opening quarter, and we're going to get our mask timeout. Litchfield got the first three. Lincoln Wood has the last four. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Tim Ise, Darren Deneve back here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer in Nokomis. Following the mask timeout, Lancers have the basketball facing full court pressure. Whalen and Schmedeke in the backcourt. Check that, Jenkins and Whalen, as Jenkins has it now across the timeline, leaves it back for Braden Whalen. Mentioned Drew Logan, the former Litchfield coach, on the staff for Lincoln Wood as Mount Bilberg's assistant, as Jenkins going to pull up for three. Air ball that he wasn't settled when he took that shot. Heads up by Schmedeke, throws it off McGill, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lancers. But Darren, you had the privilege of coaching your daughter. What do you think is going through Drew Logan's mind as his son sits on the opposite bench?
That's hard to fathom. I don't know. I suppose you can kind of every now and then you root for a player on the other team, but you still hope your team wins.
So, you're right.
I know how that goes as a sports fan, so I suppose there might be a little of that going on with Drew.
And I know Drew said that was the biggest hesitancy that he had when Milbert extended the invitation, was the fact that his son was into high school now. But when you're a basketball coach, you're a basketball coach.
And Drew is totally a basketball guy. When I was at McMurray College coaching, Drew was a player at Blackburn. And he was Conference Player of the Year. And if there was a guy that knew how to play in our conference, it was Drew Logan. He definitely had the basketball IQ at a young age.
Whalen missed the first toss. He'll get the second. 3:18 for the first quarter. Free throw is good. And Braden Whalen has all five Lincoln Wood points. Whalen 5, Litchfield 3, 3:10 opening quarter. Little 5-0 spurt for the Lancers. Dobrynek on the attack, munched in there by Watson, but he gets it right back and lays it up and in.
Good second effort. Again with this 1-2-2 press. More just to slow him down almost.
Long cross-court pass there, knocked out by Dobrynek, and it's off of Tate out of bounds.
I say that, they almost created a turnover and a fast break, so I guess maybe I'm not sure what I'm talking about.
Well, I think to that point, though, that's exactly what they had been doing, though, just kind of slowing their pursuit up the floor. And there's different types of pressure, isn't there? Press to steal and press to contain.
Absolutely.
Of course, on this floor for years, it was press to steal with Kimbrough and Nokomis. On the baseline, Schmedeke cut off nicely there by Sadahoff. Lancers swing it, Whalen to the left elbow, gets to the front of the rim, lays it up and in. 7 points for Braden Whalen.
That young man has been impressive so far. He hit a nice open jumper where he raised up and shot. He's finished with his left. He's finished with his right.
He's getting what he wants right now against this Litchfield defense. Here's Powell, leads for McGill. Victor McGill, the sophomore, attacks, and he's going to be called for traveling. Second Purple Panther turnover. So all the money raised today goes to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. We've got raffles. There'll be a 50-50 drawing at halftime of the last game. You do not have to be present to win. So come on out. Get yourself into those drawings. It's easy Christmas shopping, Darren.
Raffle tickets?
Absolutely.
It's just what my wife wants.
you got to win the raffle.
Oh, okay. Got to buy more tickets.
Yeah, buy more tickets, exactly right. 2:05 for the first quarter. 7-5, Lincoln Wood with the lead. They're on a 7-0 run. Here's Whalen. Leaves it up top at the elbow for Watson. Back into the hands of Will Jenkins. Now, he bounced it once, picked it up. Left wing to Whalen. In the corner it goes to Schmedeke. He'll be trapped. Gets it off to Whalen on the left wing. Skip pass across the floor to Jenkins. Lincoln Wood showing the patience. Whalen open for three. Back rimmed it. Offensive rebound to Schmedeke. He draws a double team in there. Strong with the basketball. Kicks out to Jenkins. Will Jenkins brings it across the head of the key. Cut off by Powell. Boy, this is a pressure half-court zone.
They trapped the corner a little bit. Trap up top a little bit.
Down two. Armentrout lost the handle on the way up, and McGill pulls it down for Litchfield. He wants to push all the way to the rim. Stripped out of there by Will Jenkins. Great hands by Will Jenkins. Boy, McGill thought he had a bucket.
Yes, he did.
He's got his jersey in his mouth, Kobe style right now, just the frustration of, I can't believe he just picked my pocket like that. And then he committed the foul coming back. Actually, DeBrinnett committed the foul coming back. First foul on Tate, second team foul on Litchfield. 80 seconds for the opening quarter. Litchfield and Lincolnwood here from Nokomis in the T-Toad shootout versus Cancer. Jenkins on the left wing. Powell on the point of that 1-2-2 half-court zone. Whalen picked up his dribble. He's in trouble. Gets it away to Schmedeke. Across the floor to Jenkins. Back it goes to Whalen. He'll reset things now and pull it out towards midcourt. Final minute, first quarter. Here's Jenkins out near midcourt in the left corner to Schmedeke. He drives baseline. Cut off nicely by DeBrinnick. Skip pass to Whalen. Feeds the post down to Watson. Stolen nice by DeBrinnick, and he can't save it. Great hustle there from Tate DeBrinnick.
Lincolnwood post player's got to do a better job of meeting that pass. He let that defender get right around him.
I tell you what, Darren, if Litchfield plays as hard as Tate DeBrinnick has been playing here, they're going to be just fine.
Absolutely.
40 seconds for the quarter, a 7-5 Lincolnwood lead. Litchfield got the first five. Lancers have the last seven. Actually, I say that, that's not true. Lincolnwood got the first three. Then Litchfield wanted a 7-0 spurt before Lincolnwood gave up that last bucket. So 7-5, 23 seconds for the opening quarter. Here's Jenkins off to Whalen. Lancers holding for the final shot. Whalen directing traffic out front. Back to Jenkins it goes. Right back to Whalen. 12 seconds for the quarter. Powell comes up and picks up the pressure at the volleyball spike line. Whalen trapped on the sideline. Gets it away to Watson. They swing it. Jenkins open for three. Yes. Oh, that's beautiful ball movement from the Lancers showing the patience. End of the quarter. After 8 minutes, it is the Lincolnwood Lancers 10. The Litchfield Purple Panthers 5. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Tim Mize, Darren Deneve back here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer in Nokomis. Coming up at halftime, we'll talk with Nokomis Athletic Director Kevin Reedy. He's done a wonderful job, and Darren, he had a few more things to do than
yes,
initially
he did.
Thought.
He's done a great job. See if Lincolnwood can get another good possession here. They just finished the quarter with one. They get the ball right back.
Well, a chance to get a little separation. When you get a three at the end of the quarter, then get the ball to start the next quarter. Jenkins, can he get two in a row? That one's short, and the rebound down to the Purple Panthers. That is Nate Fetter who checked in at the quarter for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Fetter has it now top of the key, leaves it on the wing for DeBrinnick. Tate DeBrinnick, McGill, left wing, thought about the three, decides against it, into the triple threat position he goes, working against Whalen. Here's Fetter on the right wing with A.J. Odell. Back to McGill, left side of the key. Spins, middle of the lane, fades, and he's going to be called for traveling. He saw that move in the NBA, I would reckon.
He's been definitely trying to get to the basket. There's no doubt about it. And Lincolnwood's always got about three guys in the lane in that half-court man defense, and so it's been difficult for Litchfield to get a drive in close.
There's a foul on DeBrinnick. Of course, it's traveling in the NBA, too. They just don't call it. 7-18 for the first half of play. A 10-5 Lincolnwood lead. Sideline trigger right in front of the scorer's table for Armantrout and the Lancers. He gets it off to Will Jenkins. Pressured out front by Fetter. Gets it away to Whalen. Skip pass in the corner to Schmedeke. Schmedeke finds Armantrout at the foul line. Kicks to Whalen. Nice little head fake on the three. Cut off. Out top it goes to Jenkins. He'll pull up left elbow. Hit on the release and free throws for Will Jenkins.
Coach Milberg has Armantrout here in the middle in this zone offense. He kind of has a 2-on-2 set, and Armantrout's been doing a really good job of getting open and setting screens and kind of doing a lot of the little things to make Lincolnwood get some open shots.
Free throw is good for Jenkins. Darren, I know for a fact that people don't appreciate the little things that players do on a basketball floor. If you're not scoring a bunch of points, you had a bad game. Not true.
Everybody notices them. And so, but you know, the coaches notice and the teammates notice.
Second free throw for Jenkins is good. So he's got five. Whalen has seven. Lincolnwood has a 12-5 lead over Litchfield. 6:55 for the first half of play. Nokomis Greenville girls coming up next. Centralia Effingham boys will follow about 6:30. And then Nokomis Madison boys at 8 o'clock tonight. That pass tipped and stolen. Fifth Litchfield turnover. Now Jenkins lost it, but it deflects right to Armantrout. And the Lancers maintain. He pivots around, and he was in trouble. And Matt Milberg gets a timeout. 6:37 for the first half. Lincolnwood leading Litchfield 12-5. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Darren Deneve back here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. And Darren, we've had individual scoring records fall today. Laney Rupert, broke Sammy Matusha's individual game scoring record. She scored 30 today. The previous record was 28. And then Carter Sobel, he had the boys' scoring record at 33 points, and that was topped today by Connor Brazil. He scored 34 for Athens as the Lancers turn it over out of the timeout.
You start breaking records by Sammy Matusha and Carter Sobel, and you've had a pretty good game.
I would say so, right? Mm-hmm. That qualifies. My goodness, two heavyweights right there. Those records might stand for a while, though. Those are big point totals for a high school game. Down on the block, too, Carson Sadahoff. He leaves it for Powell in the corner. Left wing to Bryce Hyers. Hyers dribbled into trouble, kicks it out to Bishop. Clayton Bishop off to McGill. He wants the three. Back rim to two strong. Offensive rebound, Keenan Powell. Boy, he sought that basketball out and attacks the rim and draws the foul. That was great anticipation that time from Keenan Powell, and so much of rebounding is anticipation.
Absolutely. It was pretty good defense by the Lancers, but they just didn't secure the rebound. They had some good help and guarded the ball pretty well, forced them into a difficult shot, and they just got to grab that board.
And it never bothers coaches at all when you play good defense and don't get the rebound. Free throw for Powell, good.
No, I've never talked about that at halftime or anything like that.
I wouldn't think so, no.
No.
Schmedeke checks back in for Lincoln Wood. Watson will get a breather. 12-6, Lincoln Wood with the lead. One more free throw here for Litchfield's Keenan Powell. 5'9 sophomore. Toss. Good. 6-10 first half. Litchfield sets up the full court pressure here. In the backcourt, Whalen and Jenkins. Two passes, and Whalen's near midcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Now a bad pass from Jenkins, looking for the middle of the floor, and Armentrout turned over. Here comes Litchfield. Bishop for three. Yes, Clayton Bishop knocks down the transition triple, and the turnover leads the points. And just like that, it's a two-point game, 12-10 Lincoln Wood. Inside of 6 minutes for the first half. Here's Whalen in the backcourt. Leaves it off for Will Jenkins. Jenkins into the hands of Whalen. Left wing it goes. Here's a three ball for Elvidge, and Jonah with the answer. Elvidge just a freshman. As Litchfield comes back quickly, Sadahoff's jumper rattles out, and the rebound down to Whalen. Here comes Elvidge, touch pass to Schmedeke, right back to Jonah. His pass is tipped, finds its way home, top of the key. Armentrout wants the three, missed it badly. Missed it so bad it went right to Elvidge. He goes to the floor and gets it off to Schmedeke. A ball hit off the other side of the backboard, off the foam. Jenkins back rims that one over the top of the backboard, and it'll belong to Litchfield. And Darren, I have no scientific data, but I swear when a ball is shot in either an air ball or goes off the foam, it always seems to benefit the shooting team.
I think you're right. It's just when you're closer to the basket, it's just hard to react to that, I guess.
High post to Hyers. Oh, stripped and stolen from behind. Jenkins goes up, fouled, and he'll get free throws. Hyers just got himself teed up. He expressed to Rick Toll that he got fouled, and Rick Toll appreciated it none too much. He thought he got fouled on one end, definitely committed a foul on the other, and he had something to say about it. Well, Nick Gurnall come over and have a little conversation with Bryce Hyers.
Yep, I think he picked the wrong man to look for sympathy.
Yeah, most likely. So that will send Will Jenkins to the free throw line.
And I do think it's possible that this young man got away with a little travel here on the breakaway layup, but by the same token, when you're the player, you got to know your job.
Free throw is good for Jenkins. He has six. He has a triple and three free throws.
He's got a little sense of humor. He pretended to slap his teammates five after he made that free throw.
Free throw is good. And I mentioned this in the previous game. But, Darren, I think the shooter should have the option to put some kids along the lane.
I don't know if anyone's ever talked about that or not.
Because it just seems to me that you shoot a lower percentage when everybody's standing back behind you.
I think you're a budding statistician.
That's me, all right. Free throw good for Jenkins. He has eight. I have all sorts of ideas there, and I won't say any of them are good, but I got all sorts of ideas.
It's important.
Now.
We need more people. We need more idea men.
Don't ask me to execute it, though.
You could work for Cray-America Industries.
There we go. That's right up my alley right there. Free throw is good. Jenkins gets all four. So he has 9 points, and he's 6 of 6 at the foul line. That always makes the coach happy.
Makes it easier, that's for sure.
So it's 19-10 after four free throws from Will Jenkins, and the Lancers get the basketball. So this is a chance for Lincoln Wood to really create some space here. But McGill comes in and just picks the pocket clean of Jenkins. Ooh. Off to Powell, up and down for the easy deuce. Well, that was a big defensive sequence for Litchfield there.
Good pressure up top on that 1-2-2.
Whelan gets past McGill that time. Gets all the way to the rim. Has it poked away by Sadahoff. To the floor is Armantrout. We're going to get a jump ball as Powell is on the deck for Litchfield. And it will be Purple Panther ball on the arrow. Boy, both these teams playing hard. You know, with Litchfield, Darren, I mean, it's been well documented. They have struggled in terms of the wins and the losses and a variety of different things over the years here on the boys' side. But this group, they are talented, and you can tell they play hard and they want to win.
We got some young kids. I'm impressed with them so far.
Here's Bishop in the corner. And that's half, more than half the battle, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's the beginning of the battle is what it is.
Here's Dobrynek all the way to the rim. Too hard off the window from straight on, and the rebound down to the Lancers. 4-10 first half. Here's Jenkins. Gets it away to Elvidge. Elbow feed to Schmedeke. Oh. Off to Armantrout. He missed the bunny. He rushed it a little bit. He might have heard footsteps. Litchfield brings it out with McGill. Victor McGill to the foul line. Nice up and under. Rejected by Whalen. Tipped around by Sadahoff. Brought out by Jenkins. Will layup, and he is fouled by Powell. Well, he got good elevation on that one.
It's a great really got defense off the floor. By Leyland to get that loose ball and then get it to his teammates, Jenkins, and almost a great finish.
He'll get the first personal foul on Keenan Powell. And with 3:51 to play in the first half, we will get our mask timeout. Lincoln Wood leading Litchfield 19-12. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Tim Mize, Darren Deneve back here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer as Will Jenkins is going to have to be charged rent. He has spent so much time with the foul line here in the first half. 6 of 6. Make it 6 of 7. That's not a jinx, Darren.
It wasn't?
No, okay. Absolutely not. I just made an observation that he's been at the free throw line a lot.
I'll
That's
let
all.
You be the judge of that. I'm not sure I believe in that stuff.
I don't either, but it seems to happen a lot. Free throw is good. For Jenkins, he gets 1 out of 2. He has 10 points for the ball game.
I'm not supposed to believe in it as a math guy. So.
Right, exactly right. Here's Bishop, dribble handoff to Keenan Powell. He gets to the free throw line, draws the defense, kicks Odell for 3, missed it out of the right corner, and the rebound down to Jenkins. That was a good look for A.J. Odell. No one gets back. Schmedeke leaks and gets the easy bucket. Nice lead pass that time for the Lancers. Leads to the bucket, 22-12. Bishop, quick pull-up for 3, rushed that shot, missed it, and the rebound down to the Lancers and Schmedeke. Perhaps not the shot Litchfield was looking for there. Although, Darren, I guess that's one of those, if it goes in, it's a great shot.
Right.
Here comes Armantrout, kicks it in the corner to Elvidge. Back to Jenkins, open for 3. Left it short, rebound tipped around. Schmedeke battling in there with Sadahoff and Dobrynek, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Carson Sadahoff. And Sadahoff just got teed up. Oh, boy. He had something to say to Rick Tolan. I would just give a piece of advice to every kid who's playing basketball now and is going to play in the future. Don't talk back to Rick Tolan.
Or any official,
or
honestly.
Any official, but especially not Rick Tolan.
You know.
You just can't have it, Darren.
No. Play the game. Just play the game.
Nick Gernover having conversation with Rick Tolan. And I mean, Nick, he has to defend his players.
Well, and it's nice to see Rick talking to him, too. The coach has to know what the player did to deserve the technical. And so hopefully he's explaining that to him.
Jenkins makes the first free throw. He has 11. So the foul winds up being the second personal on Carson Sadahoff. Free throw good. A dozen points for Jenkins, and he is 9 of 10 at the foul line. 3:03 for the first half, and all of a sudden Lincoln Wood doubling up Litchfield 24-12. Litchfield's gotten teed up twice. Jenkins has made 4 free throws in that setting. Out near midcourt, boy, Whalen was right near the timeline being hammered by Powell, and it'll be out of bounds to Lincoln Wood. Well, Keenan Powell, good aggressive defense up there, which has got too far into the hip pocket that time of Whalen.
Just started to lean on him a little bit there. It wasn't quite straight up. Gave him a little body, knocked him off balance.
Well, in a young team like Litchfield, Darren, sometimes when the game starts to turn, you got to learn to keep your composure.
Mm-hmm, totally. We need to play with poise and intensity. It's a hard balance to reach sometimes.
And sometimes you can't do it until you experience it in a game. You know, practice is one thing, talking about it in film is another.
That's definitely true.
Seeing it on the game floor is something different entirely, as the free throw is good for Braden Whalen. He has 8 points. Lincolnwood won't have to work on their foul shooting at the next practice. They might do it anyway, but it won't be out of necessity. Or maybe that's why they're good at fouls, because they practice them every game.
I think maybe you just jinxed them again.
I'm sorry. That one was a jinx straight up right there. I can't get around that one. As Powell attacks, and he draws the foul. That'll stop the clock with 2:48 to play in the first half. 25-12, Lincolnwood with the lead over Litchfield. Tate DeBrennick will throw it on the baseline. Gets it out to Keenan Powell near the volleyball spike line. He wants to pull up for three. Got it. Woo! That was a deep one. No hesitation for Keenan Powell.
Looks good when it goes in, like you say.
Always does, right? No, no, no. All right. 2.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Whalen, middle of Florida Armitage, off to Elvich. He'll trigger it and get it. Jonah Elvich, his second three ball of the quarter, just the 5'9 freshman.
I just love the job that Armantrout does in the middle of that zone offense. He just is a really good decision maker.
Powell, two in a row, missed badly on that one. And the rebound down to Schmedeke. He gets it off to Whalen. Down on the block, Armantrout missed it too strong. Rebound to Litchfield and Keenan Powell. He leaves it off for Nate Fetter. Now into the hands of Victor McGill. McGill to the foul line, leaves it back for Powell. Keenan will let this one fly. Got it. 12 for Keenan Powell.
He likes that spot. Last three possessions, that's where he's shot from.
He's made two of the three. 28-18, the lead is 10 for Lincoln. Would they have the ball? 105 seconds for the first half. Whalen on the left wing in front of the Litchfield bench. On the bounce, back into the hands of Will Jenkins now. Jenkins across the floor to Whalen on the left wing. Whalen into the triple threat position. Gets a screen from Armantrout, works the other way. In the corner, Elvich. That's a long two, rattled it out, no good. And the rebound down to Keenan Powell. Another good look for Elvich out of that left corner. Well, if Powell likes the left wing, Elvich likes the left corner. Here's Keenan. Back to DeBrinnick, open three. Yes, Tate DeBrinnick knocks down the triple. The three ball there and the great equalizer. Just like that, the lead is down to seven. Litchfield's hit three triples here in their last four possessions. As we approach the final minute of the first half. Here's Jenkins. That pass tipped and stolen. Eighth Lancer turnover. Here comes McGill. Off to DeBrinnick. Deep three. Got it again. Oh, Tate DeBrinnick. Back-to-back threes. And Litchfield has pulled within four. 45 seconds for the half. Middle of the floor to Armantrout.
We'll see if Lincolnwood goes for one shot again like they did at the end of the first quarter.
Whalen crossing over, attacking. Almost got the end one. But he'll get free throws. And Darren, it seemed to me in that sequence right there, the Litchfield press had Lincolnwood a little sped up.
I think you're right. Sometimes you press just to speed the game up.
The foul went on Nate Fetter. That's his second, team's 10th. Whalen, the 6'3 junior's free throw is good. But I tell you what, if Lincolnwood wasn't making their free throws there, they'd be losing this ball game.
Yes, I got them for 12 made free throws. That's a lot.
That's
one
a lot.
Half.
12 of 14. Check that, 12 of 15. Toss. Good. 10 for Whalen. 6-point lead for Lincolnwood. 35 seconds for the half. Here's McGill. Gets to the right block. Cut off. Leaves it back now for Bishop. Half a minute for the first half. Here's DeBrinnick. Dribble drive. Kicks to McGill on the right wing. Victor McGill floats it up. Can't get the kind roll. And the rebound down to Schmedeke for the Lancers. Now they can hold for the final shot, one would think. 15 seconds. Jenkins all the way to the rim. Ooh. Reverse layup. Missed it. Rebound to the floor. Back tapped by DeBrinnick. Picked up by McGill. Is he going to get a run out? He will. Layup is good. Probably not the best shot from the Lincolnwood perspective. Whalen has time. Pulls up. Good if it goes. Just inside midcourt. It will not. And Darren, there is a potential game-turning sequence there. Lincolnwood had a chance to hold for the final shot, forced one, and Litchfield got a run out.
Yeah, I think Coach Milberg probably would have preferred to go for one shot there, and then, like you say, got a forced shot and ended up with a breakaway layup for the other team.
We have reached halftime after two quarters. It is Lincolnwood 30, Litchfield 26. It is time now for the Carlinville Area Hospital and Clinics halftime show here on WSMI. Lincolnwood will get the basketball to start the second half. They've split their first two meetings in the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. So the rubber match here this afternoon, one half to go, a 4-point Lancer lead. In that zone for Litchfield. The three ball from Schmedeke off the mark, no good. Rebound off of Jenkins out of bounds. It will belong to Litchfield. And I'm sure it's weird for Matt Milburg to be over there on the Nokomis bench. Sitting in Kimbrough's old chair. 7:35 for the third quarter. Here's McGill out front. Dribble handoff to Bryce Hires. With those two technical fouls, Litchfield got assessed, Darren. That's 4 points right there. That's the difference. Here's McGill. Dribble drive. Kicks in the corner to Bishop. Clayton Bishop on the attack. Ooh. Rejected by Whalen, and they'll get a foul. Good, strong take that time from Whalen. From Bishop. The foul on Whalen. I think Whalen felt he got a lot of ball there, but I think he might have got him with the body.
I think that's the assessment by the referee.
Clayton Bishop, 3 points on the day. Make it four. Well, this rim right here on this end of the floor, Darren, this is a kind rim. I've seen three or four free throws that are hanging on that right edge, and they all drop in.
It's always nice.
The shooter's touch. Toss good. Shaq didn't get those rolls.
Neither did I.
30-28, the Lincoln Wood lead is two. That's how you break a press right there. No dribbles, two passes across the timeline. Come the Lancers. Here's Jenkins out at the volleyball spike line. Litchfield extends that zone. Jenkins is cut off by Tate Dobrynek at the right block. Now Jenkins has it back in the right corner. Top of the key, it goes to Whalen. Braden Whalen, right wing to Jenkins. Good close out there by Bishop. We played a minute, second half. Here's Schmedeke, drives baseline, cut off nicely by Hires. Nice slip pass inside to Armentrout. Blocked in there by Dobrynek. We'll get a tie-up, and Litchfield will have it on the arrow. But Litchfield's defense has really picked up.
Quite a battle in the middle of that zone now with both number 22s going at it. Powell for Litchfield and Armentrout for Lincolnwood. They're kind of battling for position, and it's kind of been fun to watch.
Yeah, when you get those one-on-one battles that kind of develop over the course of a game, it really does become the game within the game, and it is entertaining. The Nokomis Lady Redskins are making their way across the floor. They'll take the floor next. That pass, or excuse me, that dribble tipped and stolen, and now the Lancers coming back, have it poked away by Litchfield, and it'll stay with Lincolnwood. Nokomis and Greenville girls coming up next. They played earlier this year. Nokomis won by three, but Brandon Engelman told me yesterday, yeah, but we were down 17 at the half.
Oh, my.
Here's Jenkins on the right wing.
I haven't seen either of those girls' teams play this year.
Here's
curious.
Jenkins pulls up. Too strong, but it goes right to Armentrout. There's one of those shots that missed so badly it benefited the offense as Armentrout gets his first bucket. You get a free easy scout here coming up, Darren. 32-28.
That's the plan.
Here's Bishop. Leaves it off for McGill. Dobrynek fighting for post position. Has it on the right block. Off the window. Too strong. Ooh. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Watson for Lincolnwood.
Good physical play there by number 40 on Lincolnwood.
And that was Trenton Watson there as Jenkins has it in the backcourt with Whalen across the midcourt stripe. Here's Armentrout in the corner to Schmedeke. Schmedeke across the floor to Jenkins. Ready to fire and rimmed it out. No good. Rebound down to Bryce Hires for Lincolnwood. Checked out for Litchfield. Here comes Powell. Lead pass to Bishop. Clayton wants to attack. Cut off by Schmedeke. Into the hands of Dobrynek. Tate all the way to the rim. Layup. Count it. And the foul for Tate Dobrynek. We'll give Litchfield credit. They have been aggressive attacking the 10. That was what Terry always said, too. Give me guards and take the ball to the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Chance to pull Litchfield within one. Free throw is no good. And the rebound to Lincolnwood and Watson. He almost lost it. Got it ahead to Whalen. Lead pass to Schmedeke. Rejected by Dobrynek. Oh, what a recovery by Tate Dobrynek. Now here comes Tate into the front court. Spins. He's rejected by Whalen. Gets it right back. Rejected again. Gets it back again. Out to McGill for three and the lead. Yes. Victor McGill buries the triple. But, Darren, that really won't open a stat sheet except for a couple of missed shots. But give Tate Dobrynek a bunch of credit right there.
Oh, my. They had quite a block party there going on.
That really
for a while.
Was.
Three
Goodness
or four
gracious.
Block shots in a row.
Don't see that a lot of times in small school basketball.
No.
33-32 Litchfield. Here's Armentrout stripped and fouled on the way up. Well, that was just great perseverance from Tate Dobrynek. He showed no fear in there.
Mm-hmm.
And those weren't blocks. Those were munches. And he got that ball sent right back down to his chest twice. kept his composure and kicked out to McGill for the go-ahead three. Armantrout at the line. Free throw is good. Gabe has 3 points. Wendlinko would better keep making hay from the foul line here.
That's I really like this young man. He's impressed me on both ends of the floor. He's just a good decision maker, hard-nosed kid. I haven't watched Lincolnwood play much this year, but he's had a good game so far today.
Free throw is good. A coach's type of player, isn't he?
He sure seems that way to me.
34-33, Lincolnwood back in front. Litchfield has the basketball. Here's Sadhoff off to Powell. Keenan Powell gets into the lane, floats it up and in. Nice dribble drive for Keenan Powell. He has 14. And when he can shoot the three like Keenan can, you're going to be able to attack the rim like that as the team starts to close out. 35-34 Litchfield. That pressure slows Lincolnwood up the floor. Then a little hip check out there on A.J. Odell.
That's an easy call to make. Clear out in front of everybody. Just can't use your body in that situation.
4:29 for the third quarter. Litchfield leading the Lancers, 35-34. Rick Toll over at the table. Short conversation. Perhaps just confirming that foul was on Odell.
They might have been talking about the hospitality room.
I would have been. It's like, what are you going to go with? The sloppy joe, the tortellinis, the chicken and noodles, the vegetable and beef soup, the moscaccioli. Here comes Whelan. Oh, knifes through two Purple Panthers, splits them, and lays it up and in with the left hand. That's a dozen for Whelan. 36-35. Lincolnwood back in front. On the odd point, DeBrinick draws three defenders, kicks to McGill. That's a long two for Victor, and he knocks it down. Victor McGill showing some range. He has 7. Back and forth we go. They put it as a 3 on the board, but it clearly a 2, and it was called as such by David Schwartz. Here's Jenkins for 3. Got it. Will Jenkins with the answer. He has 15. And with that, Matt Milberg wants a timeout. 3:38 for the third quarter. Lincolnwood 39, Litchfield 37. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WQSMI. Tim Mize, Darren Deneve back here in Nokomis at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. And Darren, hats off to Louie Lang. You know, all the talk about the official shortage, and it's real, the official shortage. But we got 8 games and 3 officials for all 8.
Absolutely. Louie did a great job. I know he had scheduled them to officiate at Hillsboro. And then, of course, when the venue got changed in Nokomis, a lot of these guys were able to be flexible and come this direction as well. Louie is really easy to work with.
We'll be at Hillsboro next year, Litchfield the following year. That will complete the 5-year rotation and then back to the big house on West Main, whatever
Looking
year that'll be.
It.
Odell for 3, missed it. Rebound Sadhoff, that's off Jenkins. Yep, it is. Ball hit him when he was out of bounds. Rick Toll is such a good official, man.
That's the right call.
It
no
is the right call.
It.
I tell you what, when these three dudes hang it up, officiating the state will be worse off. Here's a nice bucket for Carson Sadhoff off the inbounds. And we are tied at 39. We've been sitting on that odd point for a while.
That was great footwork.
There's a steal by McGill off the window. It's good for the easy deuce. And Litchfield back in front, 41-39. Will this pressure start to wear on the Lancers as the game moves along here in the second half? Ooh. Jenkins nearly threw that out of bounds. Whelan had to really elevate and use his athleticism to make that catch.
Now he plays with a lot of poise. He's got some fundamentals, and he seems to have the right speed.
Boy, that's so important, isn't it? The
it
right
is.
Speed.
Mm-hmm. Plays with a lot of poise, a lot of skill. He's great on defense. I've been impressed with him, too.
Whelan has it in the backcourt. He'll come across the timeline now inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. Litchfield leading Lincolnwood, 41-39. Here's Will Jenkins back between the circles to Whelan. Skip past the Jenkins. Deep three. Missed it. A little bit short. Offensive rebound, Schmedeke, but an offensive push on Schmedeke.
Good call there, too. Mr. Schwartz.
Boy, it's great to see Danny down there, isn't it? I know he's been back for a few years. Great to see Dan Smith back. And well, you can't help but think about his cancer story on this day.
He is definitely one of the good guys.
I was doing some old podcasts the other day, and Terry was talking about that. Dan Smith, as DeBrinick misses, Sadhoff gets the rebound, stripped, and he's going to be called for traveling. But it was shortly after Dan's diagnosis. Terry was at the Gillespie Junior High State Tournament. That's where he was at. And he made the comment about how Danny was tough and to stay with it. He's a fighter, and he'll pull through, and he sure did. He sure
Great
did.
Great to see him out there.
Here's Will Jenkins, and that's going to be offensive on Will Jenkins as A.J. Odell stood in and took the charge. And Darren, I think the off-arm extension is what got Jenkins in trouble.
Definitely. That was the right call. I mean, it was right in front of Coach Milberg, and you didn't see him flinch at all. He knew it was the right call, too.
2:25 for the third quarter. That foul on Jenkins is his second. Schmedeke is out. Watson back on the floor for Lincolnwood. A two-point lead and possession for Litchfield. Here's Victor McGill to the foul line. Leaves it back now for Dobrynek. And miscommunication right there as Dobrynek's pass split Odell and McGill out of bounds. 10th Litchfield turnover. And unlike Terry, my turnover total is very unofficial. Terry, he stayed on top of it. Terry told you there was 25 turnovers, there was 25 turnovers. If I tell you there's 25 turnovers, there might be 20, there might be 28.
As our PA football announcer would say, it's estimated.
Estimated, that's right. Elvidge knocks down another corner pocket three, left corner opposite end of the floor. He likes that left corner. 42-41 Lancers. Here's Powell. Left wing, ball fakes the three, gets into the paint, floats it up, tough shot, and offensive on Keenan Powell. And there's your man, Darren. Gabe Armantrout taking the charge.
Does all the little things. I think probably Coach Milberg just simply likes Mr. Elvidge in the corner. When you're a freshman, you just go wherever the coach tells you to go. You don't get to pick your spots.
Coach, I really shoot well from the top of the key. No, you will stay in the corner.
That's exactly how it works. Get a little more flexibility with more experience.
107 seconds for the third quarter. Litchfield sets up the full court pressure here. Lincolnwood leading 42-41. Whalen and Jenkins in the backcourt handling the pressure. Across the timeline with the pass to Jenkins. Bounce pass, high post to Armantrout. He dumps it on the right block to Watson. He kicks in the corner to Elvidge. His pass deflected out, and it'll stay with the Lancers. 92 seconds for the third quarter. Great gymnasium here at Nokomis. Fun place to watch a ball game. Here's Armantrout in front of his own bench. Gets it off to Elvidge into the hands of Jenkins. Left wing now with Whalen. Between the circles, Jenkins. Odell went for the steal, didn't get it. Nidden nearly came back and picked the pocket. And now McGill does pick the pocket of Jenkins. Goes up and down for the easy deuce. 11 for Vic McGill. 43-42 Litchfield. Back and forth we go. But I tell you what, Darren, Litchfield, they play with a little flavor and pizzazz, too. A little sauce on it.
I think you're right.
Here's Jenkins, right side of the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Elvidge, his spot hit on the release. Three free throws for Jonah Elvidge as Tate Dobrynek fouled him on the closeout. So, Darren, for Litchfield, the little things, right? Two technical fouls in the first half led to four made free throws, and now you foul a three-point shooter up. Now, it was the left corner, so it was going in anyway. So
I think he did get a piece of that ball. It was close.
The free throw is no good. Elvidge needs to scoot back about 5 feet.
Yep, well, that foul might have saved him a point. Who knows?
That's right. Great foul.
It's nice to see him help him up, too, after he fouled him.
Good sportsmanship. We've seen a lot of good sportsmanship here today as Elvidge gets the second toss. One out of two, and he'll get the third. We are tied at 43, exactly 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Nokomis Greenville girls coming up next. Centralia Effingham boys tip about 6:30. Nokomis Madison boys, the nightcap at 8. Elvidge's second free throw good. He gets two out of three. And a one-point Lincolnwood lead. Final minute, third quarter. Here's McGill. Comes across the timeline. Top of the key now. Checks Nick Gurnt on the bench for Litchfield to get the play. Backs up. Working on Whalen. Kicks it to Odell. Had trouble with the catch. Able to corral. Now he kicks. Fetter open for three. Left it short. Rebound down to Whalen. 40 seconds for the third quarter. Whalen in the backcourt being hounded by Fetter. Middle of the floor to Watson.
Stay under
off
control.
To Elvidge. Down to Armantrout. Lincolnwood slows it up now there into the go. Hands of Whalen. 25 seconds for the third quarter. Left side of the key, Whalen. Back to Jenkins, right side of the key, out near the volleyball spike line. 18 seconds for the quarter. Armantrout in the high post. Back to Jenkins. After Lincolnwood didn't hold for the final shot in the scenario in the first half, they will now. Whalen trapped on the sideline, gets it away to Armantrout with eight. Dangerous cross-court pass, tipped, stolen. Saddlehoff up and down for the easy deuce, and Litchfield has the lead. 45-44. Jenkins from three quarters court almost banked it in, and that would have counted. What a finish to the third quarter. After three, it is Litchfield 45, Lincolnwood 44. We're back with the money quarter following these messages from the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer.
Well, Darren, coaches like, obviously, to work the ball and hold for the last shot, but sometimes 40 seconds is a long time to kill for a high school team.
It is, and, you know, next year we might have a shot clock and we might not, but
is that
we'll
a possibility?
See. It's a possibility.
I'm indifferent on that. For the big schools, I like it. For schools in our area, I don't know that it's all that necessary.
As an AD, I don't like it. As a coach, I like it. So there you go.
Well, yeah, as an AD, it's an extra expense. One more thing to break. One more person to run the clock.
One more person to have to do it is really the hard part. But as a coach, you know, when you're down 2 points with a minute to go, you don't always want to have to foul.
That's right. Yeah, it changes late-game scenarios for sure, as Lincolnwood's three ball from Jenkins is short, and we are underway in the fourth quarter with Litchfield leading 45-44. What resiliency from the Purple Panthers. They were down, what, 10 or 11?
I think it was 12.
In the first
it was 24-12
half.
At one point.
You're exactly right. It was 24-12 after those technical fouls in a series of free throws. Here's McGill to the rim, stripped on the way up. It's off of Lincolnwood, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Purple Panthers. A one-point Litchfield lead.
The fact that Litchfield's made so many threes has really made Lincolnwood have to come out on defense, and it's opened up some driving lanes.
Dobrynek will get it to a safety valve McGill out near midcourt. Litchfield's hit six threes in the game, five of them in the second quarter. Bishop lines one up, missed it off the heel. Rebound tapped around. Dobrynek off of Armantrout. It's Litchfield ball. Wow. I tell you what, Darren, Tate Dobrynek has filled up. If there was a stat sheet for hustle plays, he's filled it.
That was a great battle between him and Armantrout. They both hustled, and Litchfield got the better of it that time.
Dobrynek squeezes it into Sadahoff. Tight coverage there. Sadahoff can't get it. Dobrynek's follow is too strong, and Lincolnwood dodged one right there. I don't know how that pass found its way home to Sadahoff. Armantrout had trouble with the catch. He caught it on the back pedal, and then he got his feet tangled up and lost the ball out of bounds. That's a tough catch for Gabe Armantrout in that situation.
Definitely. Kind of going away from the play. Pressure on him.
6:55 for the ball game. 45-44 Litchfield. Keenan Powell has 14. McGill with 11 for the Purple Panthers. Here's McGill into the right corner. Oh, some fancy dribbling. Lost the handle in a turnover. An unforced mistake right there. Told you they play with some sauce. The sauce burned them that time.
A little bit too fancy there on the dribble.
That sauce was a little too hot. Wasn't there a... One of those and one guys, wasn't he hot sauce back in the day? I think he was. I think there was a hot sauce.
Maybe
remember the and one mixtape tour?
I think I'm too old for that.
Oh, man. Whalen on the attack. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Watson, and he draws the foul. That was right up my alley back in the day.
I was going to say, you're more of a 90s guy. I'm more of an 80s guy. I think maybe that might have been a 90s thing.
6:29 for the game. The Greenville Comets heading into the weight room here at Nokomis to get their pregame work in.
I don't think they're lifting weights.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't
think
so.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, it seemed like a good time for some squats.
That's why you're on the radio.
That's a fair point. Watson's free throw is good. His first point of the ball game ties it up at 45. Substitutions now for Litchfield. Odell back, Sadahoff back. Hires and Bishop get a breather. This for the lead for the Lancers. The lefty Watson's toss is off the heel too strong. High rebound, then off the fingertips of Dobrynek, and it'll stay with the Lancers. That ball really had some height on it off the miss. Abnormally high.
Definitely. It almost went over the top of the backboard.
Jenkins lobs the wheel in front of the rim. He didn't catch it cleanly. Now it's jarred loose there, but it finds its way to Elvidge. Right corner missed it, and the rebound down to Tate Dobrynek. Tied at 45, 6:15 for the game. Here's Keenan Powell. Back to McGill, open for three. Got it. Oh, McGill with the three. He has 14, and that's a pretty good duo. Victor McGill and Keenan Powell, both sophomores for Litchfield, and Matt Milberg wants a timeout. 6:07 for the ball game. Litchfield 48, Lincolnwood 45. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WQSMI.
I think he called the timeout.
Following the Litchfield timeout, Panthers with the full court pressure. Lincolnwood able to beat it. And it was Nick Gurney who called that timeout after the McGill three put the Purple Panthers ahead. And now away from the ball, we've got a whistle. It's going to be Carson Sadahoff, I think. Yep. Be his third.
I think that was on number 22.
Oh, Keenan Powell.
It was that battle in the middle of that zone, the battle of number 22s.
Well, that's a big whistle. That's number four on Keenan Powell. Litchfield can ill afford to lose him. Nick Fetter's at the table. He come in for Powell now. That'll be interesting to see. Dear, from a coaching perspective, how do you approach that? Okay, one of your top players has four fouls, 5:49 to go in the game.
You know, it's not one of those cookie-cutter kind of situations. You got to kind of assess the situation. How much do I need him? You know, obviously with a three-point lead, you got a little bit more breathing room and get him out for maybe a minute or so. But depends on the position, depends on the matchup. There's really no cookie-cutter way to say it.
And you know, Darren, 2 years from now, senior Powell might get left in. Sophomore Powell going to take up a seat
for
a moment.
Totally. Depends on the kid, too. You just got to kind of know the whole situation.
He's kicking himself over there. Keenan Powell, he plays with a smile on his face. I love to see that.
He definitely has energy.
He has a good time out there. Free throw good for Armantrout. You know, nothing makes me sadder and nothing would make Terry sadder than watching kids play with no joy. You got to have fun. Have fun. If you can't have fun in this, you're not going to have any fun in life, man. I hate to tell you. Armantrout gets the toss. He has six.
Take advantage of these opportunities while you have them.
Absolutely. 48-47, Litchfield leads with the ball. On the block, Dobrynek. Muscles his way down off the window, too strong. Good defense in there by Armantrout. Lead pass Jenkins, too far for Armantrout, but gave him able to track it down on the baseline, then had it poked away by McGill. Picked up by the Purple Panthers. Here comes Victor. He will slow it up now in the corner to Odell. A.J. Odell back to McGill. 5:20 for the ball game, a one-point Litchfield lead. Here's Odell. His pass is tipped, finds its way home to Fetter. Fetter to the foul line, back to Sadahoff. Carson rises, foul line, air ball, and out of bounds over to Lincoln Wood. 5:09 to play.
To go along with your point about the four foul situation, it might be a moment where Litchfield might want to take some time off the clock on their next possession too. Shorten the game a little bit before they feel like they can get Powell back in.
5 minutes for the ball game. 48-47 Litchfield. Here's Whalen. Into the hands of Jenkins, back to Whalen as they play two-man catch out at the volleyball spike line. Now Whalen penetrates, but he lost the ball off of his leg. He's to the deck. He'll get tied up as Fetter was down there, and the arrow belongs to Litchfield.
They might give him a timeout. We'll see.
Oh, they gave him the timeout. Nick Gurnt likes the hustle from his squad, though. 4:51 for the money quarter. Litchfield 48, Lincolnwood 47. We're back to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer following these messages. Great ball game here today between Lincolnwood and Litchfield at the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. I think somebody might have just got kicked out.
It kind of appears that way, doesn't it? I'm not sure what's going on, but we're waiting for a person to leave before we get the game started. We'll see if Coach Milberg draws something up here.
The baseline out of bounds for the Lancers. Elvidge gets it into Jenkins. On the right wing, McGill goes flying. That frees up Jenkins for a three. Oh, rimmed it out, no good. Had a good look, just didn't stay down. And the rebound to Litchfield. 4:40 for the ball game. A one-point Purple Panther lead. Howell, Bishop, and Hyers to the table. Checking at the next whistle. Bad pass by McGill, stolen by Whalen. Brady's got some long arms. I don't know what his wingspan is, but it's pretty good. He has it top of the key, leaves it now for Armantrout on the left wing. Back between the circles to Whalen. We approach the midway point of the money quarter. Here's Jenkins. His pass tipped, finds his way home to Whalen. Right back to Will it goes. Jenkins out near midcourt, leads it back for Whalen. The Lincolnwood offense really pushed out towards midcourt right now. Whalen's crossover goes off his own foot. Picked up by McGill and a foul on Jenkins. They'll get it on the floor. And that's the third personal on Will Jenkins. Just the fourth team foul of the half on Lincolnwood.
Lincolnwood offense has really been stalled the last few possessions. It's hard to put your finger on what's happening, but they're having a hard time getting to the basket or getting a good look at it.
Nick Gurnt wants a timeout. 4:02 for the ball game. Litchfield 48, Lincolnwood 47. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Tim Mize, Darren Deneve back here at Nokomis High School. Come on out and join us. We still got three more ball games to go. Nokomis Greenville Girls next. Centralia Effingham Boys will follow about 6:30. And then Nokomis Madison Boys at 8. $5 gets you in. We've got raffles and 50-50s. There'll be a 50-50 drawing at halftime of the final game. You don't have to be present to win, so just stop on by and make your contribution to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. 100% of the money today to the MCCA. On the attack, Bishop blocked in there by Whelan. Hires with the rebound, and he's fouled. Boy, Litchfield, Carl, why do I keep calling you Carl, Darren?
He's a lot better looking than me. I don't know.
Well, you know why? Because he's my color guy.
Absolutely.
He's my color guy. But Litchfield doesn't have necessarily a lot of height, but they seem to play big on the inside, on the boards at least. Free throw good for Hires.
A lot of that is due to Mr. Dobrynich.
No fear. This sophomore group growing up in a hurry. Free throw for Hires. Off the heel too strong, and the rebound belongs to Lincoln Wood. Dangerous long court pass stolen by Hires. Ill-advised from Whelan there. Great job by Hires to hustle back. Here's Dobrynich. Slips past Jenkins for the bucket. Jenkins slid in and took the charge, and Tate said, I'll just slide right by. He has 10, and the Litchfield lead is 4, their biggest of the game. 3.5 minutes to play. Here's Watson.
Oh, I thought maybe he'd take that three, but they sure need a good look here, Lincoln Wood does.
That pass is stolen by McGill, but then he can't handle it cleanly, and Whelan tracks it down in the backcourt. Lincoln Wood fortunate there. Here's Elvidge, left wing. Stripped again by McGill, and what do we get? Jump ball? No, but travel on Elvidge. Now Milberg was trying to get the timeout over there, but the travel happened first. Boy, and the pressure of this Litchfield zone on the wings maybe starting to wear on Lincoln Wood a little bit here. Powell back. Sadelhoff back. Odell back for the Purple Panthers. 3:05 for the ball game. A 51-47 Litchfield lead. Out front with McGill on the bounce. The five count is underway. McGill. And there's the 5-second count on Victor McGill. He was looking at David Schwartz as he was counting five, almost like he didn't believe that the five count was on, but he wasn't making progress towards the rim.
Yeah, you don't see that every day. That was a new one for me.
Yeah, the count's on, and Victor literally started driving or dribbling across the floor, looking at David Schwartz, almost saying, I'm going towards the basket. Like, no, you're not. So a turnover gives it back to Lincoln Wood inside of 3 minutes for the ball game.
I'd like to see Lincoln Wood get back to attacking the middle of the floor here.
They've been settling for a lot of outside shots here lately.
Run some stuff through Armantrout, even if it's inside out.
Jenkins pulls up, missed it badly, goes right to Armantrout off the window. It's good for Gabe. He has 8, and another one of those shots that missed so badly, it benefited the offense. 51-49, Litchfield leads with the ball, 2:25 for the ball game. Here's McGill out front, gets into the paint, and what do we got? A foul on Lincoln Wood. McGill, I think, took an inadvertent shot at the end of that play. He's down on the baseline, kind of feeling around his face, checking his nose for blood, making sure all the chicklets are still attached. And he's still not sure. He's bent over right now. Danny Smith checks on him.
That'll be the 7th team foul, put him in the bonus too.
You know, Darren, you don't see many kids wear mouthpieces in basketball anymore.
It's true.
It used to be a pretty common thing, but you just don't see much of it anymore.
Knee pads too.
Yeah. 2:19 left. As they're giving McGill a moment here. He took a shot in the mouth there. Never feels good. So a little offense for defense right now is what Nick Gernst got going on. He'll get Powell out. He'll get Sadahoff out. I don't know if Nick Gernst maybe thought there should have been an extra foul at the end there for the shot to the mouth, but I think it was just an inadvertent basketball play, as you will.
I would agree. In fact, he's in some ways lucky he got the call. He was a little bit out of control. That's one of those situations where sometimes the officials will just let that play on.
You can just tell this game, boy, this would be a big win for Litchfield, Darren. On this floor, in this venue, in this event, against this team, with what they've been through, this would be a huge win for Nick Gernst in his first year.
It's always nice to get a good, solid win when you got some young players.
You never know what the reset moment will be until you look back on it. You know, this could be potentially that type of situation where Litchfield's turning the corner, maybe. Free throw is short from McGill, but tracked down by Dobrynich. Boy, Tate Dobrynich.
Ooh,
oh, what a find to Hires off the window. It's good. Lincoln Wood lost sight of Bryce Hires, but Tate Dobrynich didn't. 53-49 Litchfield. 2:05 for the ball game. Here comes Jenkins into the front court with Whelan. Plenty of time for Lincolnwood, but they need a good possession right here and now. Inside of 2 minutes. A four-point Litchfield lead. Here's Whalen. Going to pull it from 18. I think that was partially blocked by Hires, but it goes right to Jenkins, and he's fouled on the floor with 109 seconds to play. And here comes Powell, Odell, and Sadahoff back for Litchfield. I love watching in-the-game scenarios when coaches are going offense for defense. So much strategy.
This is a familiar sight, Mr. Jenkins at the free throw line.
And he has not been there much in the second half, but he was basically there the entirety of that second quarter. Free throw is good. Well, Lincolnwood's made their free throws all day long, and they're going to need them down the stretch here. That pulls them within three. 1:49 left. Nokomis and Greenville girls waiting in the wings. Free throw good. He gets the pair, 17 for Will Jenkins. A two-point Litchfield lead. Clock running, 105 seconds for the ball game.
We'll see how patient they are here in this possession. Two-point lead with 100 seconds left.
They've split their first two meetings in the shootout, and the third one coming down to it. 90 seconds to play, a two-point lead for Litchfield. Out front with McGill. They've got the floor spread right now. McGill on the left wing, Odell. Back to McGill. Litchfield working the clock here. 80 seconds for the game. Lincolnwood man-to-man, of course. McGill handling out front. Gets past Whalen. His pass was tipped, and it went in. Holy cow. He was trying to pass with the left hand into the corner. Deflected by Lincolnwood, and all be darned if it didn't go in. And if that's not a good omen for Litchfield, Darren, I don't know what is.
That might be better than a bank shot three-pointer. We always like a bank shot three. We think that means we're going to win. But, boy, you get a pass that tips and goes in.
I don't know that I've ever actually seen that happen at the high school level like that. I mean, great defense by Lincolnwood.
Absolutely.
And then all be if it doesn't go in. Banked it in.
Very fortuitous. Fortuitous.
Can't be more fortuitous. At the free throw line is Jonah Elvidge for Lincolnwood as he puts home the toss. He has a dozen. That last foul went on Dobrynek, his fourth. Second free throw for Elvidge to get him back within two. Toss good. I tell you what, he's a nice-looking freshman, Darren.
He is. He's got some poise. He's got a good shooting touch. Seems to know where he's supposed to be all the time.
Kids at Lincolnwood can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Have always been able to shoot. They don't grow them big, but they have shooters. Here's Dobrynek. Gets it away to Powell, but the pass was too hard and turned over. Lincolnwood has the ball back, down two. And what are we going to get? Timeout. Yep, Matt Milberg wants a timeout. Here we go. 66 seconds left. Litchfield 55, Lincolnwood 53. We'll come back with the finish from the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Darren Deneve back here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer in Nokomis. 55-53, Litchfield with the lead. Lincolnwood has the basketball. And here we go. Whalen into the front court. Powell on the point of that 1-2-2 zone. Inside of a minute to play. A two-point Panther lead. Here's Whalen on the bounce on the left wing. Nowhere to go. Picks up the dribble. Leaves it off now for Elvidge. Jonah right back to Whalen. Ball fakes the three. Attacks the rim. The layup is good for Braden Whalen. And we are tied at 55. 40 seconds for the game. Here's McGill across the timeline.
Very important for Lincolnwood to guard the dribble here.
Powell on the block. Dobrynek. Tate lost the ball. Got it back to Odell. Open for three. The lead. Oh, he got it. A.J. Odell, his first bucket of the night, puts Litchfield up three. 20 seconds to play. Nick Curran wanted a timeout, didn't get it. He's upset about that. Whalen attacks, and he'll get two free throws. What a huge shot from the young sophomore, A.J. Odell.
If you're only going to make one basket a night, that's a good one to make.
Absolutely. Big time shot. And Darren, what I like, there was no hesitation.
Absolutely not. A loose ball situation, and got kicked out to him and knocked it down.
The foul on Dobrynek, that's his fifth. Unless they change the rules, he's going to have to come out.
Doesn't look like he wants to.
Doesn't. The board says five. David Schwartz comes over and tells Nick Gernt. He points to the board. No, that's five. Like, oh, man. I was hoping nobody noticed that. So Tate will foul out, and he's going to close the night with 10 points. But, Darren, his – fingerprints are on this game a lot more than just 10 points.
Played with a ton of energy. Got a lot of rebounds. We don't keep stats up here, but got a lot of rebounds, played a lot of energy, did a lot of the little things.
Big free throws for Whalen. 19 seconds for the game. Toss. Good.
I'm guessing we'll see a press from Lincolnwood here if we have a made free throw.
Terry never cared about free throw percentages, Darren. He always said, what do you shoot in the fourth quarter with the game on the line? That's all that matters.
A lot of truth to that.
Second toss is no good. Wow. Hit all the iron and fell off, and McGill is fouled in the backcourt. 17.9. And sometimes, Darren, you just wonder how the ball doesn't go in.
That was three-fourths of the way in, it appeared.
And it had the soft touch, and it just kicked out.
They did have the presence of mind to foul quickly, and in fact, they fouled a young man who missed the front end just about a minute ago, and so it's probably a good guy to foul. We'll see what happens.
Victor McGill, one of these talented sophomores for the Purple Panthers. Toss is no good, rammed out, and the rebound down to the Lancers. Here comes Jenkins, 13 seconds, being pressured in the backcourt. Timeline crosses, and Matt Milberg wants a timeout. We are set up for a fantastic finish. 10.8 seconds to play. Litchfield 58, Lincolnwood 56. The Lancers have the ball when we come back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following this one message. Darren Deneve, coaching hat on. Nick Gerns, main point in his huddle.
Make sure that you challenge every shot and you get the rebound.
Matt Milberg's main point in his huddle.
Whoever is supposed to get the ball should get the ball. I don't know what he's drawing up there.
Is this a situation where you have a play for this spot?
Well, I hope so. But, you know, it's early in the season and it's against the zone. It's possible he doesn't quite have one that he's practiced that much.
Here we go. Two for the tie, three for the win. Whalen at the foul line. Stripped away by Hyers. Off to Odell. How about that? The Litchfield defense comes up huge. Hyers with the steal. And Litchfield, with 3.9 seconds to play, is in a real good spot now. And you wonder if Whalen, when he got in that paint, if he was going to kick for a three.
Mm-hmm.
Good job by Litchfield's Bryce Hyers. And he gets all sorts of high fives. He even gets a hug from his head coach, Nick Gerns, comes off the floor. You know you've made a big play when you get an in-game hug from
That's the head coach.
Free throw for Odell. Missed it. Rebound. Here we go. Whalen, midcourt for the win. But he didn't get it off. He didn't get it off. He took an extra dribble. And the Litchfield Purple Panthers have defeated the Lincolnwood Lancers 58-56. And, Darren, it's just one game. But we might look back a certain amount of time from now and think about when Litchfield turned the corner. When was it? Well, that day at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer.
Like I said, when you got a young team and you win a close game early in the season, that could really be a catalyst to some good things. And maybe we'll see how they do in the Carlinville Holiday Tournament.
We'll see them there. That's coming up quickly, by the way.
Absolutely.
58-56. Litchfield knocks off Lincolnwood, and the rubber match goes the way of the Purple Panthers as they have won two of the three matchups against Lincolnwood here in the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. What a ball game. A two-point win for Litchfield. We'll take a break as we shift into the Steak and Shake post-game show here from the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI.